Hello and welcome to Turning Point, the programme that asks the question, what was the one decision or conversation that changed your life forever? Today's guest is aerial circus artist, cabaret theatre performer, show director and producer, Empress Star Power.
My life has taken many divergent paths and I can pinpoint various moments on my journey that I would consider to be turning points. The first of these happened in an accounting lecture at university in 1992 when I was studying for a degree in economics. And I was sat in class this one particular day and I took a look at myself and my outfit. I was wearing a gold velour cape, fishnet tights, Doc Marten boots, and I had shaved my head and had some facial piercings, which were some of the very first ones. They were done with a gun and a stud gun. And I looked around at my peers in this lecture and I thought, well, one of these kids is not like the other ones. And I didn't identify with them then, and I figured that I wouldn't identify with them in 20 years' time and that this was not the direction that my life should take. So I dropped out with no particular place to go and wandered off into Sydney. And the first job I had there was in a gay club called the Exchange Hotel. And I worked in the cloakroom there and might have dabbled in a bit of acid. And it was the 90s, it was house music and, you know, it was a euphoric time. And that was a very educational time for me, watching kind of the drag queens perform, and it was the first time I'd really been exposed to any kind of queer culture, but I was instantly drawn to it. I'd been a bit of a wild child, and actually by that time I was probably identifying as a lesbian. That didn't last long because it's not my thing, but I was kind of desperate to be gay in a way. I wanted something more than what I could see life was offering on a normal path. I did that for a while and, you know, I was on the dole, partied a lot, went out, was into dressing up, and I wasn't really performing at that time, but I had an inkling that I wanted to, and I started to work as a nude artist model, and that's where I got comfortable being naked in front of people, which has been a theme of my work and still pretty much is, even though I try to tone it down with the maturity of my current years. But I figure as long as I keep going to the gym and stay in shape, then, you know, it's all good. So after a few years in Sydney, I really had to leave for my own well-being. And I moved to Perth in Western Australia. And at that point, a few days after landing, I did my first performance, which involved me being painted green and wrapped in cling film. It was a performance art event with a woman called Thika Vonziano, who also was a part of my sort of next turning point, if you will. But looking back, I see this as symbolic of the caterpillar to butterfly archetype transformation that would eventually see me evolve into Empress Star. And another turning point was soon to follow from this event involving the woman who put it on, Thika Vonziano. She invited me to do a trapeze class. You have to remember that this is the 90s. This is before the internet. This is before Instagram. I had no idea you could do a trapeze class. It wasn't even a thing. I don't think I'd even been to the circus in Australia. But I'd always played on the monkey bars at the playgrounds, and I'd swing off the balcony railings at my ballet class, and I'd done some gymnastics, so I was game for it. And so I went to a children's trapeze class, and I never got off it. I still perform on the trapeze to this day. And I think you need to really listen to the voices, not even the voices, but the signs. So along this path, while I was developing my circus career, I was desperate to get to Europe. I was desperate to get out of Australia. And I saw this opportunity where I could go to Tokyo as a hostess. And so I pursued this this avenue, and this guy was going to arrange it all. And he gave me a copy of the contract. And he said, oh, there's a typo on this contract, but don't worry about it. I'll fix it before you get the one that you signed. And I couldn't see the typo. And then the contract was laying on my bedroom floor and I was sat there and I looked down at it. And instead of it saying deed of agreement of contract, it said dead of agreement of contract. And while I didn't think, oh my God, I'm going to die, I just went, this is the wrong path. This is going to kill the right path. And so I phoned him up. I said, I'm not interested anymore. I don't want to go. And I stayed doing circus training. And then eventually I got enough money together to buy a one-way ticket to London. This led to my desire to create performance work. And this is what I've done with the rest of my life. So dropping out of university and this like moment in that lecture, which I distinctly remember, absolute clarity, was the first turning point that led me on the path to becoming Empress Star, which is a name that I was not born with. And I've actually changed it 3 times by deed poll, but that's a whole other story.
For further information on Star, go to empressstar.com or follow her on Twitter at empressstar.